in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. You know what that song means. Monday Night Football, and for the first time in NFL history, it'll be playoff style with the Arizona Cardinals playing the LA Rams at SoFi Stadium, a venue they'd also love to be playing in 4 weeks from now for Super Bowl 56. One of the big storylines surrounding this game, though, is injured players hoping to play, at least on the Cardinals side. Here's General Manager Steve Keim on with 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station on Friday.
I know that there's a number of guys that are trending in the right direction. Not 100% sure on probably a handful of them of whether they will go on Monday or not. Obviously, getting an extra day is beneficial for us, but a lot of these guys are feeling much better and have been able to do some limited things in practice.
Well, one of those guys trending in the right direction, of course, J.J. Watt. He has not played since hurting his shoulder in late October. There was a report over the weekend that he will play tonight. Running back James Conner, who leads the team in touchdowns, is questionable with a rib injury suffered last week. Rookie receiver Rondale Moore, starting offensive lineman Justin Pugh, also questionable for tonight. And of course, star receiver DeAndre Hopkins, still recovering from a knee injury. He will not go. Worth remembering, and I believe Peter mentioned it in the newsflash, the Cardinals dismantled the Rams October 3rd. In that same building they'll be playing in tonight. And then, of course, last month they lost to the Rams on Monday Night Football at State Farm Stadium. Big question for quarterback Kyler Murray. How are you feeling mentally about tonight?
Yeah, I think it's natural for big games to have a different feel. I mean, they are what they are for a reason. You know, compared to a regular season, a game that doesn't match up to whoever you're playing or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, it's the playoffs. It's Monday night in LA. We're the only game on TV. I don't know how you cannot feel a certain way about it or be juiced up about it. You know, I was raised that way. You know, you got to show up when the team needs you.
Yeah, when you're a high school star in Texas like he was, pressure goes with the territory. And considering Kyler Murray never lost a game in high school, I'd say he passed with flying colors then. This will be his first ever playoff game in the NFL. My concern, for the Cards tonight is not Kyler Murray. I am more concerned about their defense, which has been flat out atrocious lately, giving up 14 touchdowns and intercepting just one pass over the last five games of the regular season. So obviously that is going to have to get better. The good news, though, is Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford has been prone to throwing INTs in his career. In fact, this season alone, he has thrown four interceptions, returned for touchdowns. Bottom line is, the Cardinals obviously have to win this game. When you're in the playoffs, it's win or go home. Another thing they would do by winning is shut up some of the critics who shrugged off their 10-2 start to the season. We've seen the Cards play like the best team in the NFL for a long stretch of time. Tonight, it's time to forget about those last five games where they only won one of them and lock back in. The winner of tonight's matchup visits the defending Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, of course led by Tom Brady, former Cards coach Bruce Arians as well. Kickoff tonight at 6:15. You can hear it on our sister station, 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Now, I am not one for making predictions, mainly because I'm terrible at it. So I'll just go out on a limb and say it's going to be a really, really close game. I do genuinely believe that. How's that? Go Cardinals.